I'm Gulle Saman from the University of York, UK, Department of Computer Science. I've recently finished my PhD. The title of my thesis is Surface Analysis Using Polarization. This thesis is based on polarization and using its properties in order to determine optical constants and the surface properties using these for surface inspection. When humans see a surface, its characteristics can be identified by the naked eye, especially the defects. The purpose of being able to perceive and analyze the surroundings is very important for our survival. Polarization has been used for navigational purposes by bees, ants, and birds, and was also used by the Vikings. The concepts have been previously used, but limited work has been carried out to use these in computer vision, which is what I have done. Visible light oscillates in many planes, while polarized light oscillates in a specific plane made possible by the use of a polarization filter. It has been observed that different biological tissues respond in a different manner to incident light with varying forms of polarization. Imaging techniques with polarization have been used in the past to detect skin cancers and that were otherwise impossible to detect. The goal has been to work on methods that would lead to a sound foundation for the development of an inspection system for biological tissues and elimination of the human error in the process. The work is based on the use of images that were acquired in a dark room with complete darkness except a single LED as a light source to avoid reflections from the surroundings. Experimentation was done with apples, oranges, potatoes, terracotta objects and chemical compounds. A novel and simplistic method has been developed for computing the refractive index of materials which helps in distinguishing between different materials and variation within the same material. Two methods have also been presented for estimating the complex refractive index of a sample, which gives the refractive index of the material as well as the amount of light absorbed by the material. When the properties of a sample change, so does the absorptivity of the material, as a change in the properties leads to a change in how light interacts with it. These methods were already existing in literature but were modified such that the estimation can be considered more accurate and simplistic, making these techniques novel in this field on images that were acquired by a digital camera. It was funded by the Shahid Benazir Bhutto Women University, Peshawar, Pakistan.